Okay, here we are with the dragonflies, and we're going to let you take it away.
Okay, so this is KYRS on 92.3
FM.
Yes. Okay. So we are at the Fall Folk Festival, I'm going to be starting with the history of the Fall Folk Festival. So in 1996 was the first ever Fall Folk Festival. Vicky Roll, Carla Carnaby, Dave Noble, and Liam Peterson planned and organized the festival. The first ever festival was at the Unitarian Universalist Church. 12 groups performed, and it took place in a very bad ice storm. 350 people were attracted because they had power and they had warm, like, food and supplies. The folk festival has grown rapidly from there. It eventually moved to Glover Middle School, and then in 2003 it moved to where it is now, the Spokane Community College. It has been going on for 22 years, and it attracts over 5,000 people a year. Over 100 groups perform.
Okay. So, hi, I'm Rowan. And I have a random person here, aka my friend Lena, and I'm going to ask her some questions about the Fall Folk Festival. Okay. Have you ever been to the Fall Folk Festival before?
Yes, I have.
How many years?
About four.
Have you ever performed at the Fall Folk Festival?
Yes, twice.
What did you do?
I performed in a dance group called the Hair and Eyes Dancers.
Okay, cool. Do you have any other, like, people in your life, like friends or acquaintances that have performed?
Yes, my sister has performed for the past 4 years.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. And here I have one of the dancers who is also my friend. Her name's Hannah. So, how long have you been dancing for?
About 4 years.
Cool. Are you in the, what dance group are you in?
Hair and Eyes Dancers.
What a coincidence.
Huh.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever been to the Fall Folk Festival before?
Yes.
How many years?
Three years.
Cool. Has anyone else in your life performed or danced?
Not that I know.
Cool. So, go around and ask some other people what their views on the Fall Folk Festival. Oh, I have two more questions. Sorry, one more question for both of you. What do you enjoy about the Fall Folk Festival? Like the atmosphere, the people, the vendors?
I like the atmosphere and all the different acts that perform here.
Cool. Okay, Lena?
I like to see all the dance groups and also to see all the people that I know.
Awesome. Yeah, personally, I enjoy seeing all the vendors. Like, there's some things I got my eye on and I'm going to come back.
Oh, yeah. I like just watching performances because they're fun.
Yeah, I know.
And there are lots of them.
Yeah, I really like...
You've never been here before.
Yeah, I like the Irish dancing and...
I also like the singing.
And yeah, definitely. Because it's kind of interesting because with, like, some of the things, it's more, like, some of the music, it's more, like, slow down.
and but some of it's really upbeat and like hyper and fun.
Some of them are just like, you know, regular, like
in between.
Yeah,
there's really,
and there are lots of different types of dances.
I also like that there's a big variety of things.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's not all just, like, medieval. It's, like, Irish.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And there's... I also like... There's, like, some country music. But then there's also some more, like, upbeat and...
You already different. Said that.
Yeah.
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 Said that at least 3 times.
Well, I like it.
Okay, so now we're probably going to be walking around and interviewing some people. So we're going to be interviewing, like, musicians and singers and dancers. We might also be interviewing some instrument makers.
Yeah.
So we'll see who we can get.
Okay.
To come.
Let's go.
Yeah, we need to... I don't know where to start.
We could probably guide you to somebody.
Yeah, could you?
Are you ready? Shall we go? Let's go find the guy who's playing the fiddle in the hall.
Okay.
You guys use a charm offensive on him, so he says yes.
Okay.
So we are finding some people to interview right now.
And
some,
I think, a musician.
Yes.
Yeah. He's right here.
Okay.
Yes. Can we ask you some questions about the Fall Folk Festival? Have you ever... Okay. Oh, we're with the Dragonflies on Thin Era radio show. Yeah.
It's on KYRS.
Yeah, we are. How many years have you been doing the Fall Folk Festival?
I've been coming here since the first one.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every year.
What instrument do you play?
I play fiddle.
Cool. Do you want to ask him some questions?
Yeah. Sure. Let's see. What is your favorite thing about the festival?
I like all the different kinds of music, and I enjoy the booths a lot, too. I enjoy going from concert venue to concert venue and hear different bands performing. But I think the one thing that I feel the most relaxed about taking in is all the jamming in the foyer here.
Cool. What's your favorite, like, style of music?
I play fiddle music.
Cool. Yeah.
But I like a lot of different kinds of music.
Yeah. Here, Cicely's going to ask you some questions.
What is your favorite song to perform? No idea?
I like variety. I play a lot of different tunes and songs.
Yeah. So, what music did you like as a kid?
I liked the Scandinavian music that my mom and dad played.
Okay. We've already gotten this question answered from you, which was the what instrument do you play, but we already know that one.
I call it
fiddle.
Yeah. How long have you played the fiddle?
I've played the fiddle since I was 10. I'm 62 now.
Wow. Awesome. So... Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, right now we're looking
so
for
So now
more
we are heading to our second person to interview.
Lady?
No.
Hello.
Hi, can we
ask you some questions? We're from the Dragonfly, the Dragonflies on Thin Air radio show, and we'd like to ask you some questions.
Sure.
Okay. Have you ever been to the festival before?
Many, many times. I probably started coming up 10 years ago when I was first starting to play. I play ukulele, and I came in here, and I was fascinated by watching all these people who sit down and play with no music at all, bluegrass and stuff. And that really got me started playing with groups, and I just love it.
Awesome. What instrument do you play an instrument?
Awesome. Well, I don't play a true bluegrass instrument, but I play an ukulele. And I'm actually, right now, doing something that's a baritone ukulele, which is kind of like a little guitar, but four strings.
Cool. What's your favorite thing about the Fall Folk Festival?
Just what we're doing right now here, getting together with people and jamming.
Awesome.
And also, I'm also part of an ukulele group that's just played here about 2 hours ago. We had at least 35 ukulele players on stage.
Wow, that's a lot.
We're a member of a group called Orchestra of Spokane, and we group up with some people from Pullman, ukulele players of the Palouse, and we get together and jam and practice and have a good time. About Spokane group about twice a month on Fridays, and the Pullman group gets together about four times a month. And I'd love to have people come and join us. Do I get to get my plug in here? As if you look us up on Facebook, you look for Orchestra Spokane, and they can find information about us.
Awesome. Eleanor,
what was your favorite previous year or show?
What was my previous year or show? Well, if I throw my own group out, there's a group from here in Spokane that I can't pronounce it. They do a lot of Hawaiian songs. It's Meliana Kai. Kai. What's the name of... Pronounce the name of your group. I can't pronounce it.
Loko Maika'i.
Is it?
Loko Maika'i.
No, that you play with Jesse.
Oh, that's his group. Mele Pole Nahi.
Mele Pole Nahi. Pole Nahi. Which means... You boy in it.
Soothing
music from Hawaii.
Huh.
I like that. Okay.
Fun.
Okay. Right,
Cicely, would you like to ask some questions?
Yes. What is your favorite song to perform?
What is my favorite song to perform? Well, one of my favorites lately is a song called Should Have Had Dogs.
Okay.
It's about having... Being a parent, growing up and having kids, and then you go, wow, these kids do all sorts of weird things and all that kind of stuff. And they decide, oh, maybe have dogs instead. But it's fun.
Okay. Oh, cool. Also, what music did you like as a child?
What? You know, I hate to say it, but I really wasn't into music a lot when I was a kid. I got to be about 50, and I started playing ukulele and playing all sorts of different music. So I like just about all of it.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
How long have you been playing the ukulele?
I've been playing ukulele between 9 and 10 years now. And all that. Come a long way, especially when I started playing with people in groups and learned a lot of stuff.
Thank you.
Now I get to help other people learn. Okay.
Fun.
So, you guys with a radio station here?
KYRS,
and they have kind of a little program for reporters.
Yeah, so our program is called Dragonflies.
Dragonflies
on the air, yeah.
Cool.
And it's operated and based off kids, elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So our elementary school is the Spokane Public Montessori.
Okay.
And, we do a radio show.
Cool.
Yeah.
I assume we're not live right now.
Yes, we are.
We are live right now? Oh, my. I didn't say anything horrible to her.
No.
Is it going to be recorded and played back at any time?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, right now we're also looking for new people to interview. Yes?
I'm waiting for you to interview my
friend. Sure. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Lead the way.
We're going to interview my person because we had to ask him.
Okay. He's over there. Okay, you go. Mm-hmm. I'll stay. No. Just...
Oh. Okay. Yeah, okay. This way. Hello.
How are you?
What?
On the radio.
Ooh, yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah.
I'm Dan.
Yeah. Sicily?
Sicily? How many of you are there doing this show?
Three right now. But we usually have like five. Uh-huh. Yeah, five people.
My name is Rowan. Yeah. Yes, I'm in sixth grade. Yeah.
I'm a second grader. We go to Montessori. Yeah.
Where's the third person?
I'm right here.
And what is your name?
Eleanor.
Yeah. Eleanor, Rowan, and Cecily.
Yes.
So how are we going to do this?
I want to ask you a few questions.
Okay. Do you have a mic?
Yeah, I have.
Do you two have mics?
No, I don't. I do.
Oh, so the oldest one doesn't get a mic.
Yes, I know. We've been training on
it. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you just tell me what you want me to do and I'll do something.
Yeah, so, I saw you playing a song earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really, I don't actually know, what the name of it was.
Uh-huh.
So... Can you tell me some of the names of the songs that you played today?
Today in the auditorium?
Yeah.
Oh, I played Some Kind of Love, and I played If I Had a Hammer, and I played a song called My Favorite Song. It's about making sure that the songs that you sing are songs that you really enjoy and that you really like. And then I played one called The Galway Races.
Okay.
And I played one called There's an Angel Standing Near You, There's an Angel Standing By, and a couple of others.
Yeah.
That's all I can remember. I just play songs because I like them, so I don't plan out I don't get on stage with a planned out set of songs. I just play what I feel like playing.
Yeah.
And it really drives people nuts when I'm in bands and things, because I don't like to have things too structured. I don't like to have things so you don't have a way that you can get out of what your plan was. So.
Yeah. Also, earlier today, I watched a video of you doing Chipmunk with a Death Wish.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
What inspired you to do that song?
Oh, it's just a really, really funny song. My only problem with it is I've done it now for 20 some years, and I'm really getting kind of tired of it. It can be an offensive song to some people.
Yeah, I get that.
Wish. And so I just thought it was pretty hilarious when I first heard it. So I learned it, and then after I've done it now for 20 years, it just isn't all that hilarious anymore. You know, you have to figure out ways to keep things fresh. And if you're doing something that you don't want to do, and especially I like it when people sing along. I like it a lot when people sing along. And if I'm not in the mood for singing, then how can I expect others to? You know, it's it's something that you have to be able to be in the right frame of mind to do. And if you're not in the right frame of mind, you better figure out a way to get there really, really fast.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, because you're saying to people, everybody sing, enjoy what music is. Music is so awesome. And music can really take you a lot of different places. And when people think that you're not really in the mood for singing to them, that you're basically lying to them, that you're saying, everybody sing because I want to sing and all this, and you really don't, they figure that out real fast. And then at that point, it's just not fair to anybody. So whenever you do music in front of people, you have to be in the mood. And that's a real strong belief of mine. I can't do it and not have people there. And if they want me there and to be what I know I can be for them, then at that point, I shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like anything. And I can tell you right now, you know, when you're a kid, you know, and your folks say, or somebody says, go out and do these chores, right? And you just don't want to do them. Go and feed the dog, or go out and empty the garbage or something, and you really don't want to do it. You really should want to do it, because what you're doing is you're doing your part for whoever. So it's like, yeah, maybe somebody might empty the garbage and maybe somebody won't. But the point is you're doing your part. You're doing your share. And it's the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but life has got to be a shared thing nowadays. And you know, I get this. You know, when you're a kid, you don't understand that if you want to help others, right? If you want to really be somebody who helps other people, then at that point, you need to have all your batteries charged up. And if you don't have all your batteries charged up, then how can you expect to charge other people's batteries? You see what I mean? Because your jumper cables aren't going to work. You know, and so when you are fully charged and ready to rock and roll, then you can say to others, I can help you. Because it's not a selfish thing at all. You got to help yourself first. Because when you help yourself and you get all squared away, then at that point, you're in good enough shape to help others. And you got to be in good shape to help others. And some people do it like through religion, and some people do it through music, and some people do it through chocolate cake. But you see what I'm saying? It's just so important to know that you're okay before you can help other people be okay.
Yeah.
And you can't rely on other people to make you okay. You got to do it yourself.
Yeah.
And that is so cool. And then music is such a huge part of that for me.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, what instrument do you play?
Oh, I play guitar, but I'm not a very good guitar player. I'm a really good singer. Yeah, but I'm not a good guitar player. I just use the guitar so I can get the chords to back myself up. There are excellent guitar players out there, and I'm not one of them. I'm just not that good. But as a singer, I just love to sing to people.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of you, and you were great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And there's like old songs and new songs. And some of the old songs are just so beautiful. But really, I'm talking songs that are like 200-300 years old, you know. And you don't even know what they mean, hardly. But just the tunes are so nice. Like, way down yonder in a holler log, a red bird danced with a green bullfrog. Buckeye Jim, you can't go weave and spin, you can't go. Buckeye Jim, way up yonder above the sky, a red bird danced in a jaybird's eye. Buckeye Jim, you can't go weave and spin, you can't go. Buckeye Jim, way down yonder in a wooden trough, an old woman died of the whooping cough. Buckeye Jim, you can't go weave and spin, you can't go. Buckeye Jim, Way up yonder above the moon, a red bird danced in a silver spoon. Buckeye Jim, you can't go, go weave and spin. You can't go, Buckeye Jim, you can't go, go weave and spin. You can't go, Buckeye Jim. Now, I don't know what half that song means. Something about weaving and spinning. But a red bird would be like a cardinal dance in a silver spoon. It's just nonsense. But what a beautiful tune. What a just a nice song to sing.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
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 Thank you for that.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
There's so many of them out there, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what is your favorite thing about the festival?
Oh, about this festival? You know what you go to a lot of festivals, and like these musicians come in, they do their gig and they hit the road, right? So they just come in, they get on stage, and they do their gig, and they're gone. This festival, everybody sticks around. There's all this jamming in the main room where people are just playing music with each other. And sometimes you get like a bluegrass guy kind of working with a jazz guy, and jazz guy working with a country guy, and the Celtic people, the Irish and Scottish people working in there. And occasionally somebody with an African drum comes in, and sometimes you just get the most amazing music, just the people just playing and jamming together. And I love that. This festival, more than most of them, is really a mixture of people just coming together and sharing music.
I love how, like, there's such a variety, but also the varieties can be mixed together and to make something, like, really great, but also super spontaneous.
It's kind of what they call musical fusion, you know, and so all of a sudden, you know, you hear a lot of Irish music with these kind of African drums or bluegrass with a few jazz chords, and it's just really something, and that's sort of what music should be, people trying to figure out ways to integrate their musics with each other.
That, I really like that also.
Yeah. What else do you want to know? Just for your audience, I have a service animal. He's a guide dog, a seeing eye dog, actually. And his name is Indiana. And he's a really, really good dog. He's getting a little bit old, but he kind of helps. I'm visually impaired. And he helps me get around, and he helps me, like when I'm on my own, know when streets are there and when railroad tracks are there, and stops at cracks in the sidewalks. And then he remembers all of my various routes, and I don't have to worry about getting places because he just takes charge. And that's kind of what that's all about. But I think your audience should know that I do have a service animal.
Yeah. Is your guide dog here with you today?
He's under the table.
Oh.
Hi, Dougie.
Indiana. And he's a really, really good dog. But he's kind of old, and so he falls asleep real quick.
Yeah. So you play the guitar. When did you learn to play the guitar?
When I was 15, and I learned by ear. I never took any lessons. And I was 15, and I'm 65 now. So I've played guitar for 50 years.
Wow.
And I've sung for longer than that. My sister and I are twins. She's also blind. And we used to sit on the school bus and sing harmonies with each other. And we used to sing all the way home to all the people on the bus.
That's really awesome.
And they just thought it a little, for a while they thought it was kind of weird. And then they really started getting into it. And so we sang together a lot as twins. And then she kind of didn't want to do it anymore. So I did it on my own once I got to college.
So how long have you been blind for?
All my life. I was born too early, and they gave us too much oxygen, which put scar tissue on the retina in the eye. And then scar tissue, because the blood vessels burst, and because of too much oxygen. So that's what happened. And so I've never seen anything, period. Mm. Which is okay. I mean, because I don't think you miss what you've never had. I think the people that have been blinded, like in car accidents and stuff, I think they have a much harder time because they know what it's like to have vision, have sight. But I never knew that, so.
So, it's not great, but almost it's better than, like, losing your sight from something.
Right, because you never had it in the first place, so you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what you can't do, and that's inconvenient, but you don't know the actual colors and all that. There's no light or dark for us that are totally blind. We've never had light or darkness. So it doesn't even exist. That's hard for people.
So
there's just nothing.
How did you learn, like, chords and stuff if you couldn't see them?
I did have a guy teach me four chords, and then I learned from there all my other chords.
Wow.
That's awesome.
But music, you know, I don't think music is that hard to learn. What's really hard to learn is applying music. That's really hard to learn. And so, you know, you can know a lot, but that doesn't mean you're going to do it well. The whole, it's like anything. The whole trick is application, is taking what you've learned and then using it to make something happen. And that's the hard part. You can learn a lot, but then you have to make it happen with what you know.
Wow. Great point of view.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks much. It's a great point of view.
Well, so it's pretty... stands to reason.
Yeah. So, thank you. I think we have another group over here.
Okay.
So
well, you know, I really appreciate this. I do a radio show. I've done a radio show now for 37 years.
Wow.
On Spokane Public Radio. And radio is so cool.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Especially if you're shy, because nobody's looking at you, you know? And so so that makes radio a lot better for a lot of people.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much, Rowan. And
thank you.
And what was your name, Eleanor?
Yes.
And then Cecily. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We'll get some money. I got you.
Yes. This is great.
Hey, what was your last name again?
Thank you.
So, wow, yeah, that was Dan Marr here who performed earlier at the Fall Festival.
Thank
you. Next, we have a couple other musicians that are getting ready to join us here, and it's going to be great, so just stand by.
Well, thank you. See you later. Bye.
Thank you very much.
That was awesome.
Okay. Yeah. So that was Dan Marr.
And now I think we might be having
another group.
Yep, they're right here
coming. And they I think are gonna perform for us. So we will talk to them and then they will probably perform for us.
Yeah. It was really fun.
Yeah.
I like this. Yeah. Yeah, I really like the Fall Festival. I think it was like my fourth year just coming. I've never performed here.
Yeah, neither have I.
I performed here once. Cause I also used
What did you perform for?
I was also in Irish dance. Remember the time that we... No? I don't know. So... Yeah. I know I performed somewhere on stage for dance, but I don't know if it was here. I don't know. But
Rowan, what's your favorite thing about the festival?
Oh, well, thanks for asking. I also like the atmosphere and how so many people are here and, like, again, the mixture of music and...
Yeah.
That's all really cool. Yeah. Oh, here's another band.
Okay, so we have a group that is gonna perform. What is your name?
Beargrass. Shane and Elaine Watkins. We're from Deary, Idaho. Beargrass is the name of our group.
And this is our first time here at the Folk Festival.
Awesome.
We were actually a performer, and we're lucky enough to be accepted to be a performer, and just surprised and just really enjoyed the day here. So next year maybe we'll come up and spend the whole weekend and
Awesome.
And you were lucky enough to interview Dan Marr, who does Inland Folk, and we never miss an episode of Inland Folk. So you got a good guy to interview right before us. He's going to be a tough act to follow.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll play a song. He didn't have his guitar out, so we'll do that for you.
Would you like
to come over here?
Oh, yeah, so there's a microphone.
Gather around.
Do you like
to hear
a song?
Sure.
We're told this is an Irish folk song. It's called The Fox.
Well, a fox went out on a chilly night, wait for the moon to give him light. He had many miles to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, he had many miles to go that night before he reached the town. Oh.
Fairly young. I started when I was about 8 years old, and my dad was a country music singer and entertainer and had a band, and so I grew up learning how to play guitar and actually joined my family band with my mom and dad when I was 12 years old, played electric lead guitar in the bars in Idaho and Washington when I was like 12 to 14 years old, and I paid my way through high school out of my own, you know, clothes and everything and college, and then Elaine and I, we met in 1999 and started playing together, and she has her own history of playing music.
Yeah, I was a late starter. I didn't start until I was about 15, and I taught myself to play guitar with John Denver songbooks because I'm left-handed, and there was nobody around to teach me to play guitar left-handed, so I learned right-handed. So I can't pick quite as good as Shane, but I played in a country band, played for 10, 15 years, and then I took about 10 years off, and when I met Shane, I started again. So we've been playing about 19 years now.
Together as Beargrass.
Beargrass.
Wow. Awesome. Have you ever been to the Fall Folk Festival before?
No, this is our first season, our first year. Elaine applied to perform way back in January or February, and we were accepted. And we've been looking forward to it and got here and found out that it's a 2 full days of lots of music and crafts and activities, and so we're really excited to maybe be accepted for next year again and come up and spend more time.
New radio stations.
Yeah.
That's great.
So we're real excited to, this is our first year here. So.
Yeah, well, I hope you come back next year because what I heard here, you guys were great.
Well, thank you very much. We had a good time.
Yeah. What is your favorite thing about the festival?
Well, my favorite thing is the variety, all of the stages here, and so you can go in and out of the different rooms and see who's playing and entertaining, and then it's such an intimate, you know, kind of affair too, where you can get a chance to talk to the entertainers and catch them in between their shows.
In the front row and watch their hands so you can see how they play their instruments. Mm-hmm. And all the different instruments. There's so much variety.
Yeah.
So. Also, the jam sessions are fun, too. Yeah. They've done a good job at setting up the chairs in circles so that you can sit around and jam with everybody. That's really cool. We like jam sessions.
I have two questions for you guys. What would be your favorite song to perform?
My favorite song to perform? Besides the Fox that we just did?
Any of them?
I like one called Steel Rails. It's one that Elaine sings. It's an Alison Krauss song. I really like that. It's kind of about a train on the tracks, and it's a really fun song to do. I like that one. Steel Rails.
Yeah. Okay. What about you?
I like it when Shane plays Merle Haggard. Mama tried.
So she picks out
country
my
music.
Songs, and I pick out her songs. How funny is that?
Well, that means we get to listen and not work so hard. We can kick back and listen to somebody else play.
We have a variety of musical interests. You know, since I grew up playing country music, I like Merle Haggard and Marty Robbins and Johnny Cash. And then we both have favorites with bluegrass and folk. So quite a mix of interests.
Yeah. Also, what type of music did you like as a kid?
Oh. Well, I did prefer classic country music. I really did. So,
yeah.
George Jones and Merle Haggard, Marty Robinson. Kind of like the 60s and 70s country music. It was kind of my favorite.
Rock and roll! I loved rock and roll when I was a kid. I liked Creedence and Steppenwolf and I don't know, Bachman Turner Overdrive, old 70s rock. I loved rock and roll. But I liked bluegrass too.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I play acoustic guitar, electric guitar, and mandolin. And then at home, when I'm just messing around, trying to get better on instruments, I bring out my dobro. And I used to bring out a fiddle and a banjo, but I just haven't pulled those out lately.
Guitar. I'm pathetic. That's it.
Not pathetic at all. I tried to start guitar, but no.
Well, don't give up.
I need to go through with
it. Keep trying. Yeah. Never too late.
You might find something else you like the drums.
Yeah, my brother plays drums. Actually, now I play saxophone, so.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Earlier today, we actually interviewed somebody who played the fiddle.
Really? Did they play a song for you?
No. That was when we were sort of wandering before our last interview.
I really like fiddle music, but the hard part for me is the bow.
Yeah.
You know, getting it so it doesn't squeak on the strings and getting it to hold the note smoothly and not
long enough.
Annoyingly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other hard part for me on the fiddle is it does not have frets. And so I'm kind of a black and white musician. I like to know where my fingers are. It's either good or it's bad. Not right in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we sure like fiddle music. In fact, some of the funnest jam sessions are sitting around with the old-time fiddlers and the Irish fiddlers.
Yeah.
And it's interesting beats, you know. And it's fun to jam with the fiddlers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so, any other questions, you guys?
I ran out.
All right.
Well, there's lots and lots of fun people here to interview, so keep grabbing them and dragging them over here.
Thank you.
Interesting.
Nice to meet you all. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
That was Bear Grass. Thank you, Bear Grass, very, very much. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Are we going to go? Do we have another band lined up or person or whatever? We're going over here. Okay. Thanks for finding picture.
The crew is posing for pictures as we speak.
We're going to find
now there's one of me.
Some
new
people to talk to.
So,
okay. So they're heading out.
Yeah.
All right, stand by everybody while we line up somebody else to talk to. That was Bear Grass that we just heard from, and they played us some great music.
Can we, we're from Dragonflies on Thin Air. It's a radio show. Can we ask you some questions?
Sure.
Okay. Have you ever been to the festival before?
Probably about 10, maybe 12 years worth.
Have you ever performed here?
No, I have not.
So, just to watch.
I am not a performer. But I like bluegrass music, and so I stay most of the time in the bistro, which is the bluegrass room, except when there's something like the two-bit jug band, which is Ken Glass's band, or when Dan Marr is performing.
Yeah.
And so those are kind of my must-sees for the festival.
Yeah, we just interviewed Dan Marr.
I know.
Let's see what I have. What is your favorite thing about the festival?
One of the other things that happens at the festival, which is really amazing, is you'll get two or three or four groups here in the open area, and they will basically do a impromptu jam session. And the jam sessions, if you go and listen to them, are absolutely amazing. And so when you're not seeing, you know, the main acts, then you come in over here and you just kind of peruse and find out which are the most fun groups that kind of suit your idea of the music that you like.
Speaking of music that you like, what genres and type of music do you like the most?
When I come to this festival, it's both bluegrass and country for the most part. I started listening to essentially the folk music back in probably 1960-ish. So I've been doing this a long time.
So do you play an instrument or have played an instrument?
At one point, I played at playing a guitar until my children, which were probably about your age here, actually more closer to your age, actually broke my guitar, and I haven't really played since, so.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like my parents, if they had instruments around, I probably would have broken them, so. No.
But through high school and so on, I actually used to sing with a group that played all kinds of music. And a lot of them were kind of the old standards and so on. And so I did that from, I think, my sophomore year in high school through my sophomore year in college. And it was really cool because we would get as much as 10 or 15 instruments come in. I mean, this was a Straw Hat Pizza Palace. But the guys that ran the show were friends of the Sacramento Jazz Club. And so after the Jazz Club would perform on, like, Saturday nights, they would come in and basically play with the rest of us. And so this place actually really rocked. And so that was a great, great fun for me.
That sounds awesome. Do you want
to? What would be your favorite? Actually, no, this is basic. What music did you like as a kid?
I like folk music, And I also like the old, not classical, but the old standards, which was typically from like the 1920s and 30s.
Okay, and also, wait, what was I going to say? Hold on. No. Never mind, actually, because I forgot it.
So, what other questions do you kids have?
So I've asked you, or we've asked you, what you enjoy most out of the like vendors. What do you typically go to? Like, out of the vendors that are here, what would you go look at?
The only vendor that I actually stopped and talked to was the one that makes guitars, because I actually know him from Woodcraft. He works there, and like on the side, he makes extremely nice guitars, and so I took a little bit of time and actually talked with him. But for the most part, I don't really go and see the vendors. I'm here for the music.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're certainly welcome.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can we ask you some questions about the Fall Folk Festival? Okay. What's your favorite part about the Fall Folk Festival?
The auditorium people. They sing, and it's really cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, it's performing.
How long have you been performing?
This is my sixth year.
Wow, it's a long time. What instruments do you like?
The violin and the drums.
Cool.
Do you play any instruments for both of you?
I used to. Violin. I kind of play the electric guitar.
Have you ever, well, obviously you have, but have you ever been to the Fall Folk Festival other than this year?
Yes, I have one, and this is my second.
Great. Mm-hmm. So, what do you perform here?
I perform folk dances for Silver Spurs.
Oh, cool. Cool. So.
What was your favorite, like, show that you've ever done?
Do you need the place, or? What? Do you need the place, or?
Well, like, what was your...
What was your favorite year or favorite
show? Like, I like doing the hustle, but probably I like the perform here the best.
Yeah.
Do you have anything? Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So now I think we're going into the auditorium, and we're going to listen to some of the music that's being played.
You can just carry it.
Yeah, okay.
Is there one of these we can go to?
Thank you.
was the Fay family. Now we're here to talk to some more people. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Would everyone give their names?
Okay. I'm Rowan from, I'm Rowan.
I'm Cicely.
Eleanor. And then what are your names?
Enzo.
Owen.
Nova, but you can call me the rubber ducky of chaos. Just kidding. Please don't call me that. I'm Kim.
So how have you been to the Fall Folk Festival before this year?
What?
Owen, say something.
We came last year, yeah.
I don't remember.
Do you perform, or do you just come for the music and to watch and listen?
Oh, I'm from Washington.
We're from the Spokane Buddhist Temple. We're the Bono Dory dancers.
Yes.
Yeah, we performed about half an hour ago, I'm guessing. We just came here because we heard there's
Taiko drummers.
There's a dramatic head.
This is online.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. We're very great live podcast.
What music do you guys like?
Except for one. Larry and...
And so, that kind of winds it up for the Dragonflies here at Thin Air Community Radio. And we're going to send it back over to the station now and resume regular programming. It's been a blast over here with the kids. And we've enjoyed some good interviews. And the folk festival is still going on, so come on down and check it out. Okay, back to you guys.